A few years ago, the parents on the animated sitcom South Park blamed Canada for their children's degenerate behavior after the kids, with parental permission, of course, had watched a Canadian film of questionable taste. They sang, "We must blame them and cause a fuss before somebody thinks of blaming us." It's like if Gerardo had not put those icons in that dumb place, I would have never knocked them over. Is he there? Oh, I see, it's knocking. Scapegoating. In an ancient ritual, people would symbolically lay their sins on a goat and then send it over a cliff. No more goat, no more sin. Jesus today goes to the home of Zacchaeus, a rich tax collector slash extortionist. He might have made a pastoral visit to a poor or sick person, but Jesus was curious about the curious Zacchaeus. In his outreach to Zacchaeus, Jesus silences the crowd's grumbling and robs them of a scapegoat, bringing the marginalized Zacchaeus into the circle by declaring him a descendant of Abraham. Here at the end of Luke's gospel, Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, where he will become a scapegoat and willingly undergo a lynching. But the goat will be raised. Perhaps Jesus hopes they will see that their violence is useless, that death is a mirage. In these divisive times, whether at the store, on the playground, on the freeway, across neighborhoods and nations, we attack the other, laying our anger on them and sending them over a cliff. We blame them and cause a fuss before somebody thinks of blaming us. By his cross and resurrection, Jesus sought to relieve our fears and thereby end the consequent scapegoating and violence. Violence must stop, beginning with our anger and scapegoating. Because, says the Book of Wisdom, the Lord loathes nothing he has made. The imperishable spirit of the Lord, the lover of souls, is in all things. And all those we curse and blame, and tax collectors and Canadians and outsiders, and indeed in us.